Moncrief on News Talk.
Limerick is to get a fashion museum, and one of the people who's helped to bring this idea to fruition is unquestionably Irish fashion royalty. Celia Homan Lee, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Sean. Good afternoon, and thank you for having me on.
Always lovely to have you on. How long have you been working on this for?
Well, it's maybe about 2 years, not necessarily me. It would be the mayor of Limerick, John Moore, and a group that we just felt, you know, every city, every town, every village has something in the line of history that comes to the fore now and again. And ours was fashion, manufacturing. We had 4 to 5 huge factories, from the Crescent to Dana's to Tate's factory, you know, which employed half of Limerick and beyond Limerick City, Loretta Bloom. We had a huge manufacturing, you know, our history is in manufacturing, and we felt of clothing. And I felt that nowadays, because of the whole idea, and then we have the Limerick School of Art and Design, which, you know, the students that come from there each year go on to, you know, they do very, very well in their field. And the idea was to try come up with something that would, you know, showcase all of this and showcase the fact of our history, that we could bring it forward. But besides that, then, timing is everything, Sean. And in Limerick now at the moment, we're rejuvenating. Well, they have been doing it for years, but they're adding and adding. It's all around the old part of the city, down around St. Mary's Street, down around King John's Castle, all that area. You know, they're rejuvenating all of that. And it used to be Limoney, which was Limerick in its old day. And the museum that we're hoping to get is just up from that. It was the old Garda station that was there. And that is the whole concept. And as well as that, the world is changing. We are a little bit more aware of what we're wearing, what we're buying when we're shopping. And the whole idea that with the designers that we have in Limerick, and with God above, we have such an array of designers that they can, you know, the people are buying slow fashion if it's good. They're buying slow fashion if it's current. They're buying slow fashion if the fabric and everything else is good about it. And the fact that they'll be supporting the region, the area and the city in a beautiful part of Limerick, which is all being regenerated at the moment. And that's what we're hoping for. And also we have the Sybil Connolly collection in the Hunt Museum, which will be joining forces with us. And of course, we have Sybil Connolly and lots more of fantastic designers that we can showcase as well, more established. But it will also be a hub for all the up-and-comers, the established designers to be part of that. And then the up-and-coming design, when I say clothes, I'm talking about bags, jewellery, shoes, anything that's manufactured within the region and within the city walls or beyond, we will be hoping to showcase from that point of view, to bring tourists into the city as well as everybody else.
Yeah,
if that makes any sense.
It does, of course. And so, but part of what is going to happen there, it's like almost like a fashion incubator that you'll be helping launch careers.
Yes, we will be doing everything. We will be looking and saluting the established designers that we had a show on the street there for Culture Night there during the week. And the design, I think there was about 15 of them. They're all established. But I tell you, Sean, they're in little rooms, or they're working from home, or they're working in a premises that belong to their parents, or they, you know, this kind of thing, is trying to get the established, even the established that are out of college and trying to get a footing, that they're the people we will be really looking after. And then the new little students that come out of college that want to stick in it and want to get a smell for the type of interest that the clients or people who come in and look at their clothes may have, that they can grow and learn from that. So it's all that kind of thing that we're trying to put together.
Nowadays, Celia, if you're just out of college and you know, as you described there, you're working in your bedroom even, trying to get designs, is it harder nowadays to do it than maybe it was?
It is. Well, it's always difficult, anything you're cricking out at. You know, I mean, I think the Irish Fashion Week that's on at the moment. That's good. That's good. That gives an awful lot of the younger designers an outlet. You know, then when they get the outlet and they get the notoriety, it's then to try set up and try sell and try get their garments, people to buy, to keep them in business. It's a struggle. It always has been, because I'm actually this year, would you believe this, Sean, I'm 60 years in the same business this year. Great. I'll be celebrating 60 years. So, well,
congratulations.
Jesus, if I don't get this right, or if we don't get this right, there's something wrong, you know.
Well, no better woman to get it right, I would have thought. Best equipped person in the country to do it. Celia, thanks a million for talking with us today. That was Celia Holman Lee there, obviously still the owner and operator of the eponymous model agency.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.